Welcome, everybody, in the words of Eminem, back to reality. It's great to be. What a week. What an unbelievable week. I cannot believe you two didn't score the junket. Firstly, can I just apologise? I didn't realise technically it was a mess last week, so thank you all for persevering. I sounded like I was talking through a straw, so well done, boys, for putting up with that for as long as you did. It's a shame because I would have loved to have shared a bit more Vegas with you. And look at the jealousy in Joel Kane's eyes. How the hell weren't you there?
No, I was okay because I was there recently, but I'll have to be there next year. Congratulations, Dan, on your what you did. I thought it was magnificent. The whole team, in fact. Sean and I were stuck here, so in the words of Fleetwood Mac, you could go your own way, Dan.
Yeah, I saw Hammy there, Hammy Goodman.
Yeah, $1.
His offsider, nice young fella. They offered to help me, actually. I needed a light, and they were going to help me along with that. But I just noted, I know there's a pecking order here at Sportsbet. I thought you were up there, Sean. just not to be.
I've never had, and I text this to you, on the side, I've never had FOMO. Rugby league related FOMO, which is generally where my FOMO comes from.
Yeah.
Like that Sunday or your Saturday night in Vegas, it looked unbelievable. The 90-minute pregame on Fox League. So I had a plan. First beer was going to be when the pregame started. I thought that was going to be 12:30. They'd had to get brought forward to 12.
Yes.
So that was a little twist top. And then, yeah, some of the scenes were unbelievable. How loud was it? They actually come through our TV screen.
Good.
So I can't imagine.
It's the loudest stadium I've ever been in, in terms of working. Now, that sounds strange. It was only half full.
Mm.
But because it's built straight up and obviously the roof, the noise has nowhere to travel. And also our box, which was open.
No windows.
We made plenty of that. And obviously that noise also bleeds through our microphones. We're feeling it, so we're up as well. It's an incredible, incredible experience. And I'm told, Joel, the weather in Sydney in particular was magnificent.
And
we all know, right, at this time of year, when the weather is like that, people flock to the beach and the pubs and the clubs because they know there's not many of these Sundays left in summer to take advantage of. So we had record ratings on Fox. I think Nine's ratings are pretty good too, but records on Fox. I can't imagine how many were watching.
Yep.
Like UFC, heavyweight title, boxing stuff on a Sunday, aren't
they?
So I don't... It's the perfect way to start a season. We can talk about the merits of which teams, and we'll do that in a moment. But the perfect way to start a season in terms of owning the build-up, the last the 2-3 weeks and even beyond, all the talk was about Vegas. And we can talk about the American experiment, the TV ratings over there. But I think in terms of starting our season, we have to keep doing this.
Yep.
We will keep doing it, and we have to keep doing it this way.
And you weren't even on the flight home, I don't think, and the articles already started coming out. We've got to take 5 games a year to Vegas.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
We had the 49ers president. He's come out and said he wants to buy an NRL team.
That would be huge.
It would be. Let's just see how long these headlines
last.
Yeah,
I think a lot of those stories have a lot of mustard on them in the build-up, and we all get excited by them, and that's all part of it. But... we're all about finding you winners, and boy, did the boys steer you in the right direction here. Let's kick off our first edition of So Right, So Wrong. I think we're all on the same page here, gentlemen, and Joel Kane got us off to a flyer. We'll get to Sean, he was even better, but the first game, we're all very confident about the team in maroon and white.
Best bet for me, keeping it nice and simple, I think Manly head-to-head.
Manly will forever be the team that tastes victory for the first time in America.
This is no way to really kick off the first best bet of the year, tipping the unders in a game that's played indoors on a perfect pitch where we're trying to sell the game, we want to see lots of points. This is how much of a sicko I am for unders bets.
Wow, so the double there with the Roosters as well for Sean.
A little bit worried after the first game. That made up 60. I tipped that line at 39.5. At kickoff, it was 42.5. Everyone saw the first game and thought, all right, we've had a complete overreaction to the field sizes here. But didn't at any stage, was it in danger, was it? That was an old-fashioned, two very, very good teams going at it. I think we've got the Roosters just put their stamp, their authority on this competition, I think.
You stamped your authority on round one. That's what you did.
We'll get to that and more of him in a second. I did something you would appreciate. I was at the hotel. We're all staying in the same hotel. And we're
Resorts World.
Resorts World. And we're all magnificent place.
What a zoo. Can you imagine what a zoo that would have been?
Yeah. Honestly, Sean, it was magic ground. You've been to magic ground. It was magic ground in Vegas. But no, on the Sunday arvo, bumped into Ashley Klein and Adam G, and I actually shook their hand and thanked them for making. I thought Ashley Klein, who was one of our favourite pinatas in terms of referees, I thought he did a sensational job of keeping the teams apart, letting the game flow. We all know there were moments there he could have pulled up, but he didn't. I think the Roosters worked it out, frankly, because I think they laid on Brisbane all day.
We said that here, didn't we?
Yeah, but you know what? The Roosters were the only team, I thought, of the four to properly work out the 63-metre width field. Their defensive structure was absolutely superb. But let's continue with the so right, so wrong, because Shauno, he was on fire.
I'm going with the man on debut for his new club, Lukey Brooks. $6.50 for Brooksy, anytime try scorer. I don't mind that, Shug.
With Luke Brooks going through, and Luke Brooks scoring! A magical debut for Luke Brooks!
Hey, did you earn that one, Shawnee boy?
Yeah, we love a junked time try, don't we, in the NRL? That was very good. Took to about the 76th or 77th minute there. Doesn't matter, they don't draw pictures, as the great Joel Kane says.
Just, I don't know if we've got the clip for this, but he was up and about. And I come through with my best bets. He had the hottest hand of all time in week one.
Yes.
He had a stellar 2023.
Yeah.
And I come through, and this is why I'm nervous about him punters for this week. We've seen this before. I've done this before.
Oh, hubris.
I come through with my best bet, and he puts in these eye-popping emojis as if to say, oh, don't know about that one.
No, that's reading into that, sugar.
So punters, I can sense a bit of complacency. Be very, very careful. But he had more to say. He was on fire when he did.
Well, this was, I mean, that was six. Firstly, Luke Brooks, $6.50. I guess the size of the field had something to do with it. But we knew he was going to be a running 5'8".
Exactly.
He'll never be, can I say, he'll never be $6.50 again in 2024.
Well, maybe not that price, but he'll still be four or thereabouts. And I think he's one, you can't black book footy players, you can't horses, but he's one just to keep your eye on, I believe.
I thought Hamole Olakaitu was a special to score. I didn't think he'd score like that, but you don't get odds like that for him. Well done. But $6.50, that was just his second best for the day. This was the piece de resistance.
$15, Joey, or thereabouts, for first try scorer. The reason I picked first try scorer is because I think it's going to be a low scoring game. So it makes finding any times and same game multis with try scorers pretty hard.
A pass straight to the bread basket of Joey Manu.
Look how proud he's. Chest out.
Intercept
and
try.
And deservedly so.
How good. How good intercept tries when you're on the right side of it, mate.
All right. Well done. So. Great start. Hopefully there's something in the kitty for this week. But let's get to our main topic of the day. Wow. Like it.
Look at that. You like that one?
I reckon that's been ripped up. Now, we're inspired by our friends in Melbourne. I reckon they've ripped that off Footy Classified down in the Channel 9 channel. Very nice production from the team down
Nothing
there.
Nothing wrong with stealing a segment or a stinger, Dan.
No, hey, we all do it. No, it's an homage.
Homage.
Right, the four teams that should be in Vegas. Everyone, now, Joel, a preemptive criticism. I have no idea what you've said, but I'm going to guess you've come up with all sorts of clever ideas how we can make this even bigger and better. I don't know if, speaking of Vossie, now that's some good ideas, women's test match and all these other things. I think let's not go overboard second year. My idea is the same idea most of us have had. World Club Challenge.
Yep.
And that's it. World Club Challenge and the two NRL games. And I think that's a lovely second year project. I've heard hearing things, let's play one on one day, one on another. Not yet. Let's sell out day one. Let's sell out Saturday. Then we can start to look to expand. But how would you play it for Vegas in 2025?
I agree with you, actually.
Oh, yes.
The only thing with the Challenge Cup is logistics. Like, do the teams need to know earlier? Maybe they don't. If you can let them know in November, then you can have the Challenge Cup with maybe two other teams. But can I just take a four-league multi as to who I think will be there next year?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to agree on two.
Okay.
I haven't even seen these teams.
No, this is not my opinion. It's just...
Oh, you're male.
Melbourne Storm.
Have to be.
Have to be?
I'll explain that in a moment. Have to be.
Penrith Panthers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dan made a good point. We spoke about this off-air.
I'm telling you my fault.
If I had to guess,
I would guess Melbourne, Penrith, Canberra up the Waz.
Canberra? You have lost spot. Whose mail is this from?
Mail over there was.
I didn't say mail. It's my guess.
Ricky has been working them over. Everyone's got their rubbish. Sorry, rubbish. Please. Everyone's got their little reasoning. Manly want to be the American Eagles, right? Roosters now red, white, and blue. They want to be America's team.
And you know what I'm going to
organise? Canberra, the Raiders. Right?
When the Raiders are there next year, I'm going to organise a Raiders charter plane for the Raider hater to be on there himself. All us Raider fans, I was a Raider fan as a kid. We're all going to get around
if
you.
If they do that to me, because I'll have 6 months of build-up looking forward to going to Vegas, because I'm not missing it again.
All right, give me your four.
Penrith. I'm back in the Storm, but I'm a little bit off them just with their supporter base. I'm not sure if they'll travel. Broncos have to be there. And
Broncos have to be there.
Yes, they do.
Broncos have to be
yes,
there.
Yes, they do.
But aren't they trying to give everyone a go?
No. Well, this is not an egalitarian society. We've got to...
I'm happy with that.
We've got to make this bigger and better.
Yeah.
Now, all the clubs were fantastically represented. South, Manly, Roosters, I would say, pretty even amongst them. Broncos had double the fans.
Jerseys in the street.
Absolutely. No question. Right? Also, this is a television product for Australia. I know we're trying to do the American thing, but we're kicking off the season. Broncos are the number one television team. That's a fact.
Yep.
Okay? You have to have them on the, and they're still entertaining. They're going to, whether they win the comp or not, we know they're going to be an entertaining and a high quality team. Reece Walsh.
Yep.
All those things, I think Brisbane's a must. Melbourne. Four reasons. Number one, they will bring a lot of corporate money. Right now, I know that's of no interest to fans. Yes, because it's the second biggest corporate market in Australia. Not the second biggest rugby league market, but the second biggest corporate market. Number two, they're a good team and they play entertaining footy. They're not the Storm of 15 years ago that bored everyone to tears. Mm. Number three, you want to win the Melbourne media market. Now, we're not up against AFL. You want to give the Storm a great start. And do what they did with the Sydney media
100%.
And the Brisbane media. You
Bingo.
Buy them off. You get the Mark Robinsons of this world and the Jake Niles and your TV reporters. Here's the thing about journalist people. They might think they have integrity, but even the people that are a bit skeptical about Vegas, when the NRL bought their trip over, didn't see much criticism from those same people.
Can I just say?
Okay, and that's going to get you your Melbourne market. And I had a fourth reason. Oh, TV. They will get a massive TV. They are a high TV rating team when there's no AFL up against it. One, two, three, four. Melbourne have to be there.
Concurred. In defence of the up there Kazali crew and the media down there, and I know it wouldn't have been easy for them to say, because it was like watching them swallow razor blades, but they were pretty glowing in their report card.
Because Dan's right, they're on the plane next year.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay.
Isn't it?
I think the best strategy would have been to be a little, now, publicly a little sceptical, right? Just a little.
So they win you over.
So the NRL has a reason to win you over. You got to play this right here. Yeah. You can't be all glowing, because then there's no reason for the NRL to, you know, cough up the 10-15 for the junket. I would have a conversation with the Warriors, because how many Kiwis are going to travel? I think they would.
Yep.
And then you've got to have a Sydney team in there somewhere. I'm not a sold on Penrith. Just because they say they're going doesn't necessarily mean they should go. I mean, they might win the comp and we might have the World Club Challenge there anyway. I'd look at Parramatta. It's got to be a big drawing Sydney team. And it could be Penrith. It could be Parramatta. If Canterbury were better, I would say Canterbury, but or the Dragons. I'd probably look at a Parramatta type, but that last spot would be open for discussion. And I would have a fifth team in the on-deck circle, just in case one of the four were in the World Club Challenge.
Oh, okay. You elevate the Shadow fifth. Reserve.
And whoever that reserve is, they are guaranteed to be there the following year.
Like
so
that.
Your fans are going to at least... You can't tease the fans. Mm. If they're not there in 6 months, they're there in 18 months.
Yeah, I like the Shadow Reserve. Just on the Raiders as an example, I understood that every team would get a go in the 5 years. So if that's been the case, you can't all of a sudden have one in 3 years. And with all respect to these teams, the Gold Coast, Canberra, you need to slide a lesser name in each and every time.
Slide one at a time.
One at a time.
Every couple of years.
Even the Sharks where I live, you know, you couldn't have... You got to slide them in.
I mean, I heard word the Dolphins were very confident. And the Dolphins have, you know, a supporter base. But they're a two-year club. I'd just be holding off on those... types of clubs. I tell you what,
they're not going to send the Raiders next year.
They are.
They better not.
I tell you what does. In fact, I'm going to leave that thought alone. I'm actually going to start the season behaving myself and not get myself into trouble nice and early. Let's go. Thank you. I thought there was going to be some stitch-ups coming from you two. You've been very well behaved. Let's start.
Still got a fair bit of time
Six
to go.
Six games left here. Right. Newcastle versus Canberra. And this is the joy of Vegas, everyone, is the momentum it gives the rest of the competition and the opening. People are gagging for this opening match. It's a rematch of a final that was superb. Sell out at McDonald Jones Stadium. Now, I think, in fairness, it was going to be a sellout there anyway because the people in Newcastle are humming. Looking at a Newcastle side that looks pretty familiar to last year's outfit that got hot. Kai Pearce-Paul makes his NRL debut. No Will Price, which some might be surprised by. The Raiders, Ethan Strange, as we look at the final here from last year.
So that was completely against the run of play. This is the Schiller's first try. This one here, Dumb Young, just stay on your winger and you make that tackle. There was another try where Trey Mooney gets it off the dropout completely against the run of play. So those 16 points you see, a little bit fool's goldish. The game before, only a matter of weeks beforehand, Bradman Best had a declined try. They were on their way to leading by 30 points. I don't know what the line was. Do you remember what the line was in this game?
It was 14.5.
14.5.
Canberra were... they had so many second stringers because of injuries and suspensions.
They were fully limping. Knights were 9 in a row.
You cannot dismiss those 16 points because they should have won that game. Now, Newcastle won in Golden Point. It's not like Newcastle got them and then ran away by 20.
But the score's not always telling the whole story, is it, Sean?
It doesn't, Joel.
And sometimes in a big final, it means so much. You get off the bit. They've got 16 points that really, as I said, Dom Young stays on the winger. Schiller picks it up off a Gagai error.
See, if
Trey Mooney goes through, yes.
If Jackson Hastings doesn't go, look, I got bitten, they don't win.
Yep.
Because that inspired the crowd. That inspired the team.
I get that.
Smithies, what do we know about him?
Heaps. Great player. And like every other English forward to come out, he'll make his mark. He'll make 1,000 tackles. He'll be brilliant. Mm. There's another Pom you need to talk about. So I spoke during the week to Phoenix Crossland, who I didn't know that his partner is the daughter of the great Billy Peden.
Is that right?
I said, mate, marry her. He's a champion. Billy Peden. William Peden. Sir William Peden. But I said, tell us about KPP, this Kai Pearce-Paul. Mm. Who does he remind you of?
Sonny Bill.
You know when he said KPP, I thought he's got an SBW in him.
Is he the most referenced player? When you ask that question of someone, everyone says, well, he reminds me of a young Sonny Bill.
I love that.
He has to be.
So that's Kai Pearce-Paul. Okay.
Greg Inglis would come in that category
the
as well.
The most important selection is probably Ethan Strange at number 6. This is where Canberra looks vulnerable. He's a gun of a kid, but he is a kid.
What about, just on finding a player, and he's a mate of mine, so I'm happy to give him a bit of a crack. One of my mates comes up to me and says, oh, Brownie's tipped me this player. He's now 19, about to play first grade. I said, oh, who's that? He goes, Sonny Bill Williams. The world had known about him since he was 15. That's like finding the Blue Mountains.
Yeah.
Like we all can see it.
Yeah. Tell us about your favourite team's attack, Sean.
So this is a very telling graphic that we're going to see here, but it sort of tells two different tales, and it tells you how good their forward pack is, which I've probably glossed over a little bit in my negativity when I speak about the Raiders. But you can see the amount of play the balls that they had in the opposition 20. This is last year. They ranked third in the comp. You then look at how they've converted that to points on the scoreboard. Terrible. 15th they were ranked. My concern with them is I can see in no world in which their attack actually gets better. I think their forward pack may have overachieved a little bit last year. So for them to get to that ranking and compete with, only bettered by Panthers and Broncos, I believe, in terms of getting that field position, they just can't convert into points. So if their pack doesn't get anywhere near that this year, which is a question, how do they score points? That's my only doubt.
Trivia for both of you. You probably know the answer to this. So they had almost the worst conversion rate per play the balls in the 20. Do you know who had the best?
Canterbury.
Newcastle. Sharks. No, Sharkies. Ah. That's what it was.
Sharkies. So their big problem is playing the long game and getting into the 20. They're hardly ever there.
Yeah.
But they get in there, they'll cash it in.
That's why I said Canterbury, because I thought they're never in there. They didn't have to grunt last
Sharks
year.
Sharks comfortably.
All right, start is, as we go to air, 7.5. That's a big... number, and what I mean by that short is if it flips to 8.5, that could change that completely.
And I think, I know I'm not with the Raiders long term, but you can only back what's in front of you week to week. And I think that might be a smidgen too big for me. We know week one's historic, a little bit higher scoring, a little bit closer. There's a few underdogs this weekend that I'm pretty keen to be with, even though I'm not necessarily tipping them to do anything long term. Knights were airborne at the start of, at the end of last year, sorry. And this pack that they've named, I think the Raiders have actually got them trumped in that regard. And they've definitely found one in Ethan Strange. He's a gun defender. However, he's only 19. He's going to have to make how many tackles in the front line? 20, 22 a game? That's the question.
You'd want to give him a good year or two.
Absolutely.
Joel, before you started putting faith in him to carry a team. I got Newcastle here, Joel. Not with much confidence, to be honest. And if it goes to 8.5, I'll have no confidence. 30,000 at home.
Was this an eye emoji, this game?
Yeah.
This is the game. This is the exact type of game that they blast to their opposition normally, Joel. This is go and look at their 10-match winning streak. Games like this is where they did a lot of damage.
Insert the eye popper emoji. Knights 13 plus.
Yeah.
Knights in a rout. They had the best defence in the second half of the comp of anyone. Please.
All right.
It's a new comp, though, this year.
I know.
Oh, now look.
KPP.
Woo! I got a woo away on Triple M from Vegas. That was very exciting.
How'd you chime that in?
I'll leave that to others. You can look at that in socials. Bradman Best, first, second or third try scorer. I just like those odds. Ponga, Best, I think they can really have some success there on that left side.
Well, and when they played them last year, they killed them in all games on the edges.
Yeah.
Absolutely killed them.
All right, doesn't Kalen Ponga look fit? Right, maybe it's the new blonde hair. Great game Friday, 6 p.m. The NRL, the first three games here are spectacular. Warriors versus Sharks, there are the odds on your screen for those watching on KO and YouTube. The line, 4.5. Pit Skinny, Tane Tuau Piki is the fullback, no chance Nicol Cookstar. Roger is in the centres. Luke Metcalf wins the number 6 role. Mm. That's a big win for him. In fairness, he was terrific before he got injured at the end of last year. Joel, I'm looking at a Cronulla scene. That looks, it's pretty much same old, except Toby Rudolph's on the bench and Oregon Kufusi starting. But this is basically the outfit that they've had for the last couple of seasons.
Yeah, the big absence, and I went through last year, that their results do fall without the big Braden Hemelnuelli. He's a big out.
That's true.
Yeah, huge out. So I worry about that. And I wouldn't mind showing you a graphic here, boys, at the end of the year. Sharkies had major troubles with the big power forwards. So these guys here, Dan, all pinched at least one try at the back end of the year. And mostly these players, almost all of them just about, played on the right-hand side.
This is some quality research.
So this is, it's a problem for them, those real power impact runners on the right-hand side versus the Sharkies' left-hand side.
We're about to see a Jackson Ford anytime try scorer.
You may be correct, Dan. You may be correct.
Oh, I just saw your flare. Yes, I did. I'm sorry to steal your thunder there.
We share an affinity usually with backing Murata Neokora.
Yes.
Try scoring. He's a gun on that right edge. This bloke goes almost just as good. I'm pretty keen on the Warriors here. Still a doubt over... Nico goes into it with a query over his quad, I think it is. And that combo of Trindle, I know he had a bit of a game in the All-Star match. I just don't think he's their answer long-term at six. And with the out of Hemelnuelli, I'm pretty keen on the Warriors at home.
Very skinny start, isn't it?
We've spoken KPP, SBW. What about RTS is back as well?
RTS. Doesn't he look...
Oh.
He hasn't missed a beat at all.
All right, so we're all on the same page here. Warriors.
Look at him go.
Even if they sort of struggled to back up last year, I would expect them to start hot. Full house it should be at Mount Smart. As we look here, this is just Roger of old.
You know what I love?
You know, he looks a bit thicker up top too, but in a good way.
What I love Coach Hasler's done and what Coach Webster have done, they're staying the course. So there was a big temptation, there would be, to put Roger back to fullback with no chance.
Yes.
There'd be a big temptation to put Brimson back. But this
Keanu Kinney,
he'll explode.
That's Gold Coast. We'll get to that in a moment as we watch some highlights here of the Warriors. There you go. That was a right side try in the trial against the Dolphins. So we're all on the same page there. Joel.
Woo! First, second or third. Jackson Ford. Like a bullet, $10 or thereabouts, we'll take that.
$10. Match of the round is Melbourne versus Penrith. Amy Park, Munster in doubt as we speak. And the line is 4.5, and that's as we speak with Munster in doubt. That seems incredibly skinny. Amy Park, we know the Melbourne Storm record, but they've never had a first round game like this. And in fairness, they should have lost in the first round. Was it last year against Parramatta or the year before when it went to Golden Point? Parramatta seemed to have them beat. Should be a great crowd. I just have memories. I'll start with you, Sean. The last year or two, usually Penrith have not only beaten Melbourne, but they've decimated them in the forwards and then cashed in out wide.
And the forwards is probably my little issue with the Melbourne Storm. Now, clearly, this bet all comes down to Cameron Munster. By the time people are probably listening to this, you're going to know either way, I think.
If he doesn't play, 7.5?
Well, the funny thing about this is it actually went from, it's gone from 2.5 to 4.5, just with a bit of doubt over him. And then he was named and it hasn't moved. So maybe it might get to 6 right, or thereabouts, maybe not much further than that. If he's playing, I'm really keen on the Melbourne Storm here. I'm not, the Panthers, I think they're going to miss Stephen Crichton defensively, like massively, I think. Certainly at the start of the year, they might be able to work it out as the year goes along, but he's a massive out. And we actually saw it in the World Club Challenge. Wigan had success down that their right-hand side of the field. And I think the Storm are, I think they might try and tap into this. We know Jerome Hughes plays on that side of the field. So if Munster's in doubt, they might overplay their hand a little bit to that right-hand side as well. The total looked a little bit skinny as well. So we'll get to my flair a bit later. But I thought the total looked skinny. I think you might be able to look around for a few try scorers in this one. It's only 35.5. Which looks very low to me. I know as good as they are defensively, the Panthers, track good weather fine down there in Melbourne.
I suspect history is playing a part in Melbourne's odds there. History also, Joel, for Penrith, not great. Lost the World Club Challenge last year, lost round one to Brisbane last year. Slow start of the season. Didn't bother them, obviously. Are you expecting them to start a little better this year?
A little bit worried on the road, Dan. So they are on the road in Melbourne, the Bellamy record. Kenny's a decent out, but Nelson's a massive out. My bet in this will be the try bet. I think that Melbourne can keep it close. I think they'll be a little bit jarry, the Melbourne Storm, the Panthers rather. Mm. So it's probably the game where I at least want to be involved. I've got no confidence in it.
Really?
Before we get to your short bet, Sean, your flair, Leota, Fisher-Harris, we basically treat them as the best props in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Have they been overtaken by Lindsay Collins? Lindsay Collins is some player. Oh, I think he's gone and up another gear. Anyway, food for thought.
Joey Tarpany is certainly in that.
Yes.
Mix for me.
Yes. Payne Haas, obviously.
Yep.
Sean with the flair.
Yes, Ricardo Flair saw it in that vision. I think they're going to go after that right edge. Now, this is Will Warbrick up against Taruva, not the biggest bloke going around, and Warbrick is about 6'4", and has shown some good ability in the air as well. So I think they're going to hammer that left edge defence of the Panthers. And with the total being what it is, you're actually getting a decent price, about a winger here, two or more. As I said, only 35.5, I think that's a little bit low. $10.50 or $11 or something like that for big Willie, two or more for me.
Okay. And we saw last year scores a lot of tries. Some would call this the intermission, the toilet break. Others would call it, what were they thinking?
What were they thinking?
Back by popular demand, Dan, the email address, gethemonside@sportsbet.com.au, overflowing at the seams with feedback, ideas to include in this segment. But we're going to start with, this is a bit of a Vegas theme, what were they thinking? Now, you might have seen this, it has been getting a bit of a run, but I couldn't let it go through the keeper. Now, Vegas, obviously the home of the shotgun wedding, but rugby league took over Vegas last week, didn't it? And didn't the worlds collide here? This could be the most rugby league thing I've ever seen. We've got Reggie Rabbit, the mascot of the Bunnies, walking a lovely bride down the aisle somewhere over there in Vegas. And what really takes the cake for me here is a little moment where she just reaches in and goes for a little hug on Reggie, like she would her own father, just to say, thanks for being there, Reggie. Now, I got married about 18 months ago now, and it's one of Vanessa's big regrets that she didn't have Brutus the Bulldog walk down the aisle. You had, who was your mascot at your wedding, Shug? Did you have
Jimmy the Tiger?
The great Laurie? No, was it?
Laurie Nichols.
Laurie Nichols.
When I see the great Reggie the Rabbit, who's a wonderful man, by the way.
Charlie.
Yeah. Charlie.
Apparently it was him.
One of my favourite.
Yeah, it was him. I still
remember one of my favourite scenes that they're playing the Roosters, and he somehow gets lost and finds himself about a metre into the field of play. Do you remember seeing that? Haven't you seen
that? Big head on still.
He's walking around and he's actually in front of the goalpost. He's playing fullback. That's the best.
Oh, outstanding. Now you haven't been there yet, Dan. Who's your mascot going to be on the big special day when it does roll around?
I don't know who it would be, but I did notice there a very sneaky little pat on the bot there from Reggie Rabbit. Well played, sir. Yeah, as she was giving him a big hug.
Was he offside again?
He's just, well, because he's at a lower height, he's, I think, gone for the little small, the back touch, but I think he got a little bot there. So well done, Reggie. Well played.
Not the front of the judiciary of that sort of behaviour, Reggie. All right, now we go another, again, Vegas theme. So we go back to Vegas. Now, this was from the crowd in Vegas, which I'm going to ask you at the end how they were behaved. But we're seeing a headline here of a Manly fan getting in to some trouble over there in the crowd. He actually walked away with a bit of a bloody nose. But imagine paying all that money, travelling halfway across the world to see your team play. Not only did he cop one in the face, he actually got removed from the ground and missed Manly winning the match.
Oh, say, hang on, that happened in my game. I had no idea.
I think so, yeah. So he's missed his team. He's missed his team winning after travelling and paying all that coin.
Sure,
but there's a little video. There's a little video that does appear as well. He's getting checked by the medicos outside the stadium, and you can hear over the in the video someone in the background just yells out, "Go Manly!" Yeah, it's very good stuff. But not condoning violence, but that was one to from the crowd over there in Vegas, which I think all in all was pretty well behaved.
Fantastic. Yep. People, two things: they were there to have a good time, and they were there to make noise. That's why we knew it was going to be so loud, the stadium, but we also thought, we're not going to get 15,000 Aussies go over to sit on their hands.
Yeah.
They're going to be pumped up. I thought the atmosphere tailed off just a bit towards the end of the second game, which is very Magic Ground-like, where, honestly, they run out of puff.
It was late over there too.
It was late. Some had started to slip into the Vegas night. Brilliant crowd all up.
Now, to bring us home, I don't know where this really lives by way of a segment, but it's some of the best vision I've ever seen. And my favourite ever commentary moment, I think, in football history, of me watching rugby league, just roll the clip, this says it all.
To the right, throws to Walsh. Walsh to Mann, quick hands. Hello, here's Arthur's into the backfield. Comes into Walsh. Las Vegas, bright lights, big cities, Reece Walsh. Woo!
Out. Woo! Homage to the great Ricardo Flair.
That could only happen on radio.
That was unreal.
If they gave me the second game on Fox and that happened, there's no way I'm doing that. But I thought on radio, we can just undo the tie.
That's a hat. That's a tip of the hat, isn't it?
Thank you. Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
How long did you have that saved up just for Reece Walsh?
Just for Reece Walsh. Excellent. And just for radio. That had to happen. That the only ways they could possibly do that. Nothing that would. I didn't have anything. I'd Viva Rugby League playing. That was it. That and Reece Walsh. That was it.
But so your social media team at Triple M. I don't mind giving a plug.
They're pretty good.
They did a great job with the Ric Flair.
Yeah,
it was very good.
Well, it's become an in-joke at Triple M. So during the cricket season, James Brayshaw did it. Greg Blewett did it. So it was almost.
Ric Flair's.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh,
so
can we make it clear?
Trademark it.
Can we make it very, very clear? We own that little segment.
Yeah, but Ric Flair is universal.
Yeah, I know, but we've made it something on this show.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Well, only we give, people can possibly make money. Look at my hair.
So that clip would be going around to James Brayshaw, and it's all little.
I'm told they played it on whatever, I think the Melbourne Drive Time show.
Gotcha.
Oh, no, something like that, they were onto it in a flash. All right, thank you. You know what? I knew they were going to stitch me up because it said Andrew Voss commentary, and I thought, that's going to end stitch up.
What were they thinking? And again, as I said, the email address, get them on site at sportsbet.com.au. If you see something that makes you think, what were they thinking? Get involved. Bursting at the seams.
Yeah, see, when you say that, it just sounds so disingenuous. They haven't had the address for 6 months. But anyway, send your ideas on down. Interesting game, 5:30 Saturday, Parramatta Canterbury. 6.5 as I look at the line here. Sorry for the bit of confusion there. I don't know about Canterbury, gents. I really don't. No, I like Jamin Salmon at 13, Joel. I'm glad they've done that. Hutchison at 7, Karaz in the centres instead of Cherry, and Parramatta pretty steady. Morgan Harper in the centres, so they might have some love there, Canterbury, sending some attack down that way. I liked what I saw from Parramatta in one of the trials. So what are we thinking here?
Look, I've got a feeling Canterbury might be playing a bit of ducks and drakes, or as our executive producer would like to call it, ducks and drapes. There's two players I want to keep an eye on, Sherry, because there's an option to push, say, a Crichton or a Kiraz back to fullback. But the other guy, why is 22 on the list?
Connor Tracy.
Yeah, wasn't he ruled out for 2 or 3 weeks?
I see where you're going.
So why is he there? I'll be stunned if they run out 1-17.
Kiraz wing, you reckon?
I don't know what they're going to do, but I'll be stunned if they're 1-17.
So here's the problem with Canterbury and having this plethora of number 14. So you're going to bring Connor Tracy in. Unless you reshuffle the whole thing, you've already got Kurt Mann, who's your classic number 14.
Yeah.
So that's their issue this year. They've got all these utilities, but how are they going to make them all work? I do worry, Sean, a little about Blake Taff. He's a live wire, but we saw at Belmore in that trial, if he drops one, he can drop 2, 3 or 4.
Yeah, I think you can probably lump a lot of fullbacks into, and a lot of players for that matter, into that category. Confidence is huge. And I think we might just be being a little bit harsh on Blake Taff. That night it was slippery. There was a howling wind at Belmore that night as well.
Fair enough.
And he not took South to a grand final, but he was a starting fullback in a team that made that finals run.
There's a good player in there.
There's a very good player. So I think everyone's maybe just been a little bit quick to throw the baby out with the bathwater with Blake Taff. I'm not going to do that yet.
One of the great cliches. Sean.
Just for Parra, though, like it's a landslide in the 167 versus theirs, isn't it? Landslide. And don't forget, the second half of the year last year, Canterbury, they averaged 40 points against per week. It's a big number.
But it is. And just one little word of warning. And you have to look back at last year at some point. But particularly back ends of last year, teams are just... Like, their queue was in the rack completely. So I have no confidence really in this game. But at 6.5, I struggle to get it bigger at 6.5 in round one. I actually agree with you. I don't think... Everything that I've seen of the Bulldogs post their 2 trial matches, particularly the second game, which was ordinary on face value, they all look still very up and about. I don't think it's panic stations there, but we do need to see it.
I don't have the stats. Parramatta, though, one of the great attacking teams in daylight.
Yep.
And on a dry comm bank, 30 degrees Saturday. Mm. That's Sydney. So add another couple for the West.
And it's a 5:30 kickoff. Still
sunlight. Still I think they might put a number on here. I'm not saying Canterbury are going to be horrible all year. I just think Parramatta might have their number here for
Big
this
City
game.
Big City Bright Lights, where are you going here?
Hey, I'm going, I'll tell you where I'm going. By sheer will, Stephen Crichton, even though I think Parramatta might do a number, Stephen Crichton, I like the odds, $3.35 to score a try any time.
Yeah, good bet.
I just think those odds are a little too much for a guy. He can do it on his own, intercepts. He'll do it by force of will.
Will he goal kick by force of will, please?
Oh, because top point scorer. Yeah. What odds did you get?
About to find out. Sure. One thing I will say about this game, I don't mind the look of Parramatta. I think they're over the odds long term, make the 8, things like that. This game, I think we're going to learn a lot about one of them and how they shape up for the rest of the year. The issue is, I don't know which one we're going to learn about.
Parramatta, my top 4 pick. I saw you weren't bullish at all about that suggestion when I sent it down the line.
Disclaimer, I have had something on the Dogs at about 11 or 12 for the spoon. Oh. And I don't love doing that, but I have.
Mm. Can someone come up with a dog hater?
I don't hate the Dogs. I love the Dogs.
Bulldog something.
It's just going to take time.
I've called it
a whole lot of spending time.
I called it something. I thought it was quite clever.
Yeah, it was
The dog flogger, you are. I'm the Raider hater, dog flogger. Sounds a little
but
bit...
that sounds like someone's fetish. I'm just saying someone at what is it? Get them on side at
sportsbet.com.au. You don't have to tell them. They already know what
term,
it is.
Term, please, for what Joel is. Gold Coast Titans, St. George Illawarra. This is a really interesting Saturday 7:30 game because, again, these are two teams... We're not sure what we're going to get. Gold Coast, of course, new coach. We expect them to be better. And I think everyone was encouraged by the Dragons' performance in the trial against West's Tigers in terms of their physicality and their fitness. 5.5+ for the Dragons. Keanu Kinney, talking about live wires, he is a live wire. He is the fullback here. Foran and Tanner Boyd gets first crack. I really thought AJ Brimson might be moved into the halves, but not the case. No day for Fita, of course, so that's a big loss for them. Joel, I'll start with you.
Kinney's a very good player. So I think he'll be the player most people are excited about by the end of the round. He's a superstar kid. Superstar kid. I just think...
A bit of Ben Barber about the way...
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. And look, the Gold Coast and the Dragons will be both most improved with the fact that you've got these veteran coaches who know what they're doing, steely hard sort of coaches.
Yep.
Very keen on the Gold Coast.
Really?
Very keen on the Gold Coast to make the top eight also.
Oh, okay.
We all think they're going to improve.
Yeah.
Okay.
When I saw the opening betting in this game, there was no way that I was ever going to be with the Dragons. So I sat down and had a really, really good hard look at it. And I can't get over the fact... Now, this Kinney may well be a gun. He's only played six games, so it comes with a little word of warning, I suppose, when you want to steam into a team. But the big thing for me is the coach, Sugar. I think Flano is going to be absolutely massive for them. No Campbell, no Fifita. And when you look at the Titans' record last year... and again, I've just gone off saying that you can't look at last year, but I'm going back to the history books. I think they only started favourites in... three games at home last year. I don't think they covered any of them.
Right, okay.
I'm just wary. This is one of these games where I'm wary to back a bad favourite as opposed to really want to get around the other team.
I think Shane Flanagan, this is exactly the type of game he'll get his team up for. Not that he won't get them up for Penrith and Melbourne, but these are the games where they can win. And I think he will have them first game.
An effort win.
You can win 10 games a year on effort alone. You've noticed something about the Titans' attack.
Yeah, and this is probably not so much for this game, but I think we were all pretty keen on Lofi Kahn-Pereira, a long-term top try scorer. I think he's about $15, $16, $17. I think that's a huge price given how they can score. This is them last year, the way they shift the ball. Now, this might not look like a huge swing one way. It's about 60-40. But when you've only got one of two ways to go, that is massive. And for... context, well, you saw how he cashed in last year. I think he scored 21, 22 tries, something like that.
Late too, rushed home late.
Rushed home late. But for context, everyone speaks about the Bunnies' left edge and how hot they are and how they like to go that way. They're only about 53-47. So it's a massive, massive jump to go to the Titans, which is 60-40. The one caveat is, what does Dez do this year? Does he straighten it up a little bit? Maybe. Yeah. But it's one to watch out. But I think you can back Lofi Kahn-Pereira with confidence.
Of course.
With that one.
For me, both of Moore's back. And I'm cheering this bloke more than anything. Finished 2022 on fire.
That was a Woo.
He's about to cough again. We're about to go.
The man, by the way, we better explain. He fell down the stairs and he's broken ribs, everyone. Yeah. So he's playing hurt today.
Oh.
So,
anyway, to march on here. No, this is going to be Sattler-esque.
So, were you saying if you went louder with the Woo, that would have hurt?
No, I'm in all sorts. Doesn't matter.
So, he's got Bo Furmore, who was out all of last year, first, second, or third try scorer.
His last five games that he's played in the National Rugby League, he scored each and every week. He's a serious player.
Right. Good last game of the round. Standalone Sunday, Suncorp, Dolphins, North Queensland. Dolphins beat the Roosters. So, that'll bring back some nice memories. Cody Nikorima wins the number six role, so Isaiah Katoa drops back, so he's missed out. It's a good-looking Dolphins team. You got Herbie there, you got Tom Flegler, of course. Kenny Bromwich and Mark Nichols start from the bench. You've still got Jesse, the veteran, there. Jack Bostock, a very young player on the wing. The Hammer, of course, is the straw that stirs the drink. North Queensland, pretty familiar looking side. Helam Luki and Nane are the second rowers there. And 5.5 is the line. I think the Dolphins beat the Cowboys twice last year. Certainly they were very good games, the pair of them. No, it might have been one apiece. Yeah. But Joel?
Look, I don't have too much confidence with either of these teams. I just worry about Tommy Gilbert's a big out for the Dolphins, a young good forward.
Yes.
You know, you got all these guys in the 30s. Mark Nichols is 34. Kenny Bromwich is 33, I think. 35 for Jesse Bromwich. Felice Kafusi's 34. It's an old pack.
Tessie New beats Jake Averillo for one of the centre spots. So a bit surprised by that.
Very interesting. And a lot of Bulldogs fans were almost up in arms that they let him go. So this game, what worries me about the Dolphins... Well, it's exactly what basically you said. It's a pack. They were very, very close to being my best bet, but I couldn't get the trust factor over the line, and it's purely down to the pack. I think we might see a few points in this game, though, so I'm going to lead off with a woo!
Ooh.
And the other concern for the Finns is their edges concern me a little bit, particularly the halves pairing, Cody and O'Sullivan. Ooh. I think they're both pretty small. They have been found out defensively in the past as well. And if you look at the two back rowers with the Cowboys, out and out guns, they can catch high balls, they can do it themselves. Yes. They're very, very good. With a few points in the game, a little same game multi, Hylam Lukey into Jeremiah Nanai, both to score a try.
Ooh, ooh, wow.
$25.
Wow, fat. Nanai, obviously a regular scorer. Lukey, not so much, but you made your points there. 14.25. Well, boy, oh boy. 29 degrees and sunny Sunday afternoon in Brisbane. Let's do the best bets. Bambi coming up in moments. Joel.
Yes, insert eye popper emoji. Nice and simple once again. Line and length. Knights to win. Parramatta Eels to win. There's your multi. I think we're getting somewhere around
they've stingy. They've stingy with the graphic.
So it's over $2.
It's a double.
It's over $2.
$2.01 as we go to where. So it won't be too far from that. Yep. $2.01. Sean.
Yeah, it was close to putting up the Dolphins. Actually, head-to-head, I think could be a better bet than the line for the Dolphins for me. But my best bet, the Dragons. Again, this is probably less about trusting the Dragons to perform, but more about not being able to get around the Titans as a short price favourite in round one.
Tanner Boy kicks and sixes. He's a gun kicker.
And I think it might go the other way. I think we might see a bit of love for the Titans. So if you...
You wanted to get the 6.5.
I want 6.5.
Oh, you want the punters to wait.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's already a bit of juice in that -5.5. I think you might be able to wait. I think there might be some favourite money.
Could I just suggest for those that like to multi up the three best bets, and I'll get to mine in a moment, you can go alternate line. So if you want to get on before the line moves to 6.5, have I got this? This is my NFL strategy. You can do this, Sean, where you can go Dragons +6.5.
Yep.
And you obviously, you take a little
pay a little premium.
There, but if, you know, in a three-leg multi, it could turn out to be quite nice. Dolphins, Cowboys, way over 42. Way over 42.5. It's going to be hard and fast at Suncorp. And you two, one of you said it, they're not great defensive teams. The Cowboys last year were not a good defensive side, and I think the Dolphins can leak a few as well. $1.97. So that's a, you get a nice, some nice odds there, about what?
About $10?
Yeah. Certainly worth doing some business there. But now, you've been waiting for this, but the difference is it's not me doing it. Here we go.
I'm Bambi getting shot right now.
Just keep sugar in your thoughts while I get this Bambi off my chest now.
Thoughts and prayers.
You're back from Vegas. I'm going to give you the week off, Dan. I think you might have already clipped these, not just this one bloke, both these blokes. So you're going to just have a seat on the sidelines.
I was going, when Gibbo, our producer, asked me, this was the one that, and I thought, I can't do this every single week. It does get boring if I keep doing it every week. Yeah.
Now, I've been a staunch defender of Jason Kelce. He was a bloke that I wanted to have a beer with, sort of lovable, roguish sort of character. I defended him when he was finding a camera, shirtless, skull and beers, all that sort of stuff. This clip just says it all. Please roll it and we'll get to it after
this.
She
was beautiful and smart, serious yet playful. I knew it right away. I think one of the best things a person can be in this world is a father. A father who was present, loving, devoted, just may be the greatest gift a child could ask for in our society. We did almost everything together, competed, fought, laughed, cried. We won countless Super Bowls in our minds before ever leaving the house.
Now, the ego, boys, the ego on this. Yeah, Dan's lost it. Your eyes are welling up because of your ribs. Dan's actually lost it because he's just such a soft heart. Yeah. But the ego.
Well, the odds of having a camera there on Travis, yeah. I can't believe it.
I can't believe that either, but that's going to get a clip on the way through. But the ego on him to treat his own retirement press conference, that was a eulogy. Yeah. He's delivered his own eulogy, and the irony, he walked into the start and he sat down, thanks everyone for coming. He started to choke up and he goes, let's see how long this lasts. Well, I'll tell you how long it lasted. 41 minutes.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
41 minutes he sat there reading this whole, and it wasn't a retirement speech, it was a eulogy. 41 minutes where he sat there and he schooled us on the importance of being a good father, how he met his wife, don't care. And then, of course, he saved the best for last for his brother. Told us a story about them throwing the footballs in the street, winning so many Super Bowls in their back garden. And, of course, the camera was... The camera was on there.
Oh, you can't show me rubbing tears in my eyes. The whole thing was set up so you could come to me and I'd have wet eyes.
But Travis, in the front row, with the dark sunglasses on. Again, this was a funeral, not a retirement speech. And he was there nodding away, wiping tears from the eyes. You A grade.
When did you? I like him, right?
No, and
I like
him. Finally, come to it. Took a while, but I got you onto my side of the fence.
When did you first know of the name Jason Kelce?
Oh, 6 weeks ago.
Yeah. When did you know Dan?
Travis. Well, no, he was always a very good player. No, I follow NFL, but he wasn't a celebrity until Taylor.
Yes.
Yeah. So they're all the Kelces. No, but would
he? Yeah. Would he? If Taylor never comes into their life.
No.
Do we see a 41-minute eulogy?
Never. No. Look, they have a very good podcast that I don't listen to, but it's apparently very good. But, it only went to the moon once Taylor came along.
Yes. Speaking about going to the moon, you've brought those shoes
those
again.
Narcissistic, the two most... I'll kick you in the ribs if you're not careful. Anyway, so finally we agree. So they always come to my side. I'm the one that has to plow the dirt.
You called it early.
Yeah. We're just about done. Good luck. Now it actually feels like we're back to normal. Nice six games to start things off. And I forget how we normally end things here because it has been a few months. So, Joel, you want to take it away?
Yes, enjoy your week. Take a sec before you walk down the stairs and take a sec before you bet. Set a deposit limit.
I'll tell you what, Mama Kelce, she'll be next.
What's gambling really costing you? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.